Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. Chipotle, they're going to cover 100% of tuition fees for its employees if you're pursuing a tech and business degree at a number of their universities. The chain has already spent $20 million in tuition assistance over the past 2 years and now says it will provide the opportunity for all eligible employees. They're going to cover the cost for up to 75 different types of business and technology degrees with their partnership, I guess, with Guild Education. Now, here's what they need from you. The company needs you to be there at least 120 days, so about 4 months. I think that's a reasonable request. And you got to work at least a minimum of 15 hours per week to be eligible to pursue degrees from 5 universities, including University of Arizona and New Hampshire University.
This is awesome. I mean, Chipotle, they have to do something to step up, obviously, because they always have
diarrhea,
food issues, and recalls. And I mean, I think I've eaten at Chipotle once, and I steer clear. I'm totally a Qdoba girl.
I'm a Qdoba boy.
Yeah.
Oh, no, my gosh.
Chipotle, I will
Liv,
never.
Liv, why are you shaking your head?
You guys are crazy. I'm a Chipotle girl through and through. And the reason why they struggle sometimes with, like,
sometimes. It's like every other week.
But it's because they get all of their stuff from local places. So wherever the Chipotle is located, they get all of their ingredients from local farms and not these mass-produced things. And so there's more of a chance for it to, you know, have germs or have like an E. coli breakout or something like that.
But their employees aren't properly doing it.
Yeah, I was going to say, if their health officials are constantly finding bacteria and unhealthy, like, grossness, I don't know what to say, and people are getting ill, I mean, obviously they have to do some kind of control. There's always just like an outbreak.
Listen, we're going to have to agree to disagree. That's fine, Liv. If you like having a burrito, then that's all on you.
Their guacamole is the best guacamole I've ever had in my life.
I mean, I was going to say, if you have one, like, food safety issue, okay. But how many have Chipotle? They've had at least a dozen.
All right. A mom bust her 9-year-old son doing what with Alexa?
4 times 3 is 12.
Okay. Sounds like a math problem here.
Alexa, 8 multiplied by 4.
8 times 4 is 32.
This video is so funny. You gotta go see the full thing at joemckenzie.com. The kid's using Alexa to do his multiplication homework.
That
she busts them.
Is pretty genius. However, I feel like most of the time, because I do have to do homework with my fourth grader.
Yes.
They want you to show, like, how did you get this answer?
Yeah,
so you have
yeah.
to show it.
But he's smart, though. He's like, well, duh, Alexa, that's how I did it.
This is a smart little dude.
Today's an interesting day. It's National Bosses Day. A new survey found that 2 out of 3 people say they'd rather be managed by a robot than their current boss. The main reason? We don't trust our bosses anymore.
That's hilarious.
I wonder if our boss heard this, what they would think about that.
Would you rather have a robot or our boss? I'm putting you on the spot.
I feel like sometimes our boss is like a robot, so I don't know. What are you laughing about over there?
You said, I'm not.
No,
in this
I'm kidding. I love our boss. Our boss is cool. Our boss brings us food, so that's cool. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the most popular Halloween candy, according
yes,
to a new survey.
Rightly so.
Snickers is second with 18%, M&M's third with 11%, and I can't believe there's so much hate on this. Tootsie Pops got the fewest votes in the survey at 2%. Who doesn't
what?
Like a good Tootsie Pop?
I love Tootsie Pops.
I mean, I'm always disappointed they're not a blow pop. Boo.
Yeah.
I don't want Tootsie in the middle. I want gum.
What? You don't like the Tootsie? Let me see that Tootsie go.
I almost named my dog Tootsie once. How cute would that be?
It would have been really cute if Tootsie would have had a Tootsie roll. Cutest photo ever.
Maybe, I was going to say, I thought you meant another kind of Tootsie roll.
Okay, I don't even know what to say anymore. And let's see here. Major League Baseball, the Astros beat the Yankees 4-1 yesterday. Astros lead the series 2-1. Game 4 is today in New York. The winner of the series, we now know, will face the Nationals from Washington in the World Series. And finally, wrapping things up today, my wife, if you didn't know this, Lindsay, a little over a year ago, was on Jeopardy, but they actually filmed Wheel of Fortune right next door in L.A., and this guy had Pat Sajak, the host, ask him, you know, hey, give me some information about yourself. And he, like, pretty much had everybody drop their jaws when he described himself like this.
Talk about your family. I've been trapped in a loveless marriage for the last 12 years to an old battle axe named Kim. She cursed my life with 3 stepchildren named Star, RJ, and Ryan. And I have 1 rotten grandson.
No wonder you came here. You just wanted to get away from everybody. I know you're being facetious.
Absolutely. I love them like nobody's business.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
Hilarious.
Sure you don't. All right, that's Joe's Need to Know News. Once again, you can check it out, joeandmckenzie.com. Also, we put some links up on our Instagram story, so follow us now. It's Joe and Mackenzie. Song of the day. You missed it yesterday, Mackenzie. Intern Chloe won.
Yes! My girl Chloe Money?
Yeah, who's going to win today? Today's is all about, hey, whatever happened to them? Like, where'd they go?
Yes, I ask that often.
All right, song of the day is next.